Jim Taylor, back on WMJ and WMJ.com. The Orion Charger baseball team may get as many as 9 games in this March. We're joined by Charger head baseball coach Jeremy Youngworth. How in the world are you getting 9 baseball games in March, Coach? Apparently you're not playing in Illinois.
Well, it's a good question. I know everybody's been having issues with the weather and getting their fields ready. So basically, we went over and played 4 games last week over at TBK Sports Complex. They were really nice over there. I got in contact with them knowing that fields weren't going to be ready to play, and we were able to get 4 games in last week over there. And then this week's been a little bit of a struggle. We thought we were going to be able to play on our field, so I didn't book any more games over at the sports at TBK in Bettendorf. So the snow on Saturday night, Sunday morning kind of hurt us. So we haven't played this week yet, but we're hoping to get a game in tomorrow, which would be our 5th game of the year. But we're going to Myrtle Beach next week. We decided to take a trip down there, and we're getting 4 to 5 games in down there.
Well, that's awesome. And so you utilize the complex over in Bettendorf, the TBK Bank Sports Complex, and I know there have been several teams that have played games there. I guess it's a perfect time to ask the question, with what's going on here in Illinois, and it doesn't look like really the start dates are ever going to change. Baseball is always going to start in the latter portion of February, early March, so there's always going to be a question, at least in the first half of March, if not all of March, to utilize the natural turf fields that all local schools have. So the question begs is, how badly does Illinois, the Illinois side of the Mississippi River, do they need a complex or some fields that have the field turf or artificial turf where high school teams can play on, and specifically utilize that in the month of March? I would assume from a baseball coach, you probably say, yes, we definitely need something like that on the Illinois side of the river.
I would agree. I think just if you just look at what's happened this spring over at TBK Bank Sports Complex, I mean, upwards of 30 to 40 teams over there trying to get in there. You know, they have a lot of fields, but they don't have that many fields to get that many teams on it. So, I mean, you have colleges coming from all over. You have Perfect Game over there. You have high school, softball, baseball. You have all kinds of teams trying to get into that complex. If you had something on the Illinois side like that, you know, I think more teams would get to play early spring. Now, every spring it's not like that, and sometimes you get some nice weather. I think last year we were playing in the first week of the season on our field, but you know, this year is a perfect example. Late snow, late cold, and your fields just aren't thawing out. And so teams are scrambling, looking for places to play. And you have teams that haven't even played a game yet, and you're almost through the second week of the season. So, you know, now they're going to be scrambling, trying to make up games or cancel games just so they can get conference games then. And it just makes the struggle. So, I mean, if somehow we could get a complex made on the Illinois side, I think it would be a huge benefit for Illinois high school teams, especially since we play so early in the spring.
Well, and I know this year is kind of the way the IHSA calendar worked out this year, that the first day of baseball practice starts in week 35, and that's every year week 35. But this year week 35 began February 25th. Next year you get a little bit of a break, and it's March 2nd. And then the following year, March 1, but then it goes back, I think, 2021, 2022 school year, February 28th. And, you know, small school baseball is impacted so much because of the pitch count limitations. So if you have all these games in the first 2 weeks of the season, like this year, postponed, I mean, there are a lot of schools out there that just don't have the pitching available to backload their schedule and try and make up all those games. And you already mentioned, well, we're probably going to have to postpone some of these non-conference games in exchange for conference games down the stretch. So you're kind of behind the eight ball in regards to that. Now, there are some small schools, I get it, that have the luxury, that have plenty of pitching, but those programs, I think, are the exception and not the rule.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think we're a little bit lucky this year where our pitching staff's fairly deep, but It is a problem, and I understand and I agree with the ISSA pitch count rule, but when you start getting into situations like we're in now, that means you're going to play less games this year because there are some teams that they just don't have the pitching no matter what. Yeah, I mean, you can take somebody that doesn't pitch that much and put them in there, but how much can you do that? You know, a lot of these games are already going longer than they probably should. You're seeing a lot more doubleheaders on Saturdays go away where you're playing the other side of the conference. Instead of playing a doubleheader, you're just playing one game. And it's all, you know, just because of the way the games get backed up. I mean, it's hard to play five or six games in a week when, you know, you just don't have the pitchers to do it. So, I mean, it is a struggle. Am I getting to start and trying to back all these games up, especially with the pitching that people have?
And then, too, you know, you have the luxury of taking your baseball program seriously enough and the community taking it seriously enough where you can raise money. And I know you had the fundraiser in the off season to raise money so you can go travel to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina next week and fund your baseball account. And then you have the luxury of having some extra money available because you can't play for free at TBK Sports Complex or utilize these off-site facilities. You do have to pay. I mean, there's a fee to pay, so that's another issue that if you do want to play at a site like TBK, well, the programs have to foot the bill for that.
Yeah, for sure. First, I'd like to plug our Oregon community for just being always generous with every sport, not only baseball, but with the fundraising that we do, and people come out and are willing to support our sports programs and allow us to do some of these great things that we get to do. But yeah, it does cost money to play over at TBK. I mean, if you can get teams to split, you can play a couple games over there. Depends on, you know, how much money you have in your account, I guess, or how much money you have to spend. Smaller schools, it's a little bit more difficult. They do make it pretty affordable, but you're right. I mean, it's not every school is able and be as fortunate as us to be able to go over and do that, so it makes it even more difficult. So there's got to be some sort of solution, and it's not going to be every year, but you're right. Not every school is as fortunate, and us going down to Myrtle Beach is going to help us in the long run. It's going to maybe put us ahead of the game, ahead of the curve a little bit. But I do feel bad for some of these small schools or smaller schools that don't have the support that we do or some of these other schools do, and they're just not getting games in right now.
Yeah, and that's why it's going to be a perfect segue. I mean, how much of a competitive advantage do you think you have? Now, it's one thing to, you know, get your pitchers work, even though you can't play games, but you can still throw in the inside gymnasium wherever local schools practice at. But in terms of getting the live game situation, I mean, you're going to turn the calendar in April, and you have 9 games maybe, where most teams maybe I see are keeping their fingers crossed. We're talking to you on Thursday, March the 21st, where, you know, they're trying to get game number one in. And by next week, you could have 9 games in. How much of a competitive advantage do you think you'll have if you get that many games in, and a lot of teams maybe get one or only two in?
I think, you know, I can't help but think that it's got to be a pretty decent competitive advantage, honestly. And not only that, just the team camaraderie that we're going to have going down to Myrtle Beach. But, I mean, yeah, you can throw in the cage and off artificial mounds inside all you want, and you can do simulated at bats while you're in there, and you can hit live in the cage and stuff like that, but it isn't the same as real live game reps against another team where situations happen. I mean, you're in the cage, they hit the ball, you don't have your 8 other guys or out there fielding the baseball. I mean, you can't simulate real live games that we're going to be getting, and for us to have possibly 9 to 10 games in as we turn the calendar in April, it's going to be huge for our baseball program.
Do you kind of think that this year, where a couple of teams, you know, I remember that first week, I saw the tweet, whether it was from Ridgewood or whether it was your Twitter account, that said, we're playing Tuesday. I'm like, well, how in the world are we going to play on Tuesday? No way. And it's like, well, we're playing over at the TBK Sports Complex. I'm like, ah, that's interesting. And that may be a solution to this situation in March where teams can play over there and get their games in. I mean, do you think that now is kind of the future where the game is headed maybe in March, the calendar, apparently, I know a lot of people, I believe that the season should start later. That's my opinion. A lot of people disagree with that. But I think maybe that's the solution of teams are going to have to raise money, but then utilize these facilities like TBK Sports Complex. Now, it's a little frustrating for a lot of people to say, well, it's a bummer that you have to play an IHSA sport, you know, over in Bettendorf, Iowa. But do you think that's kind of where the future may be going for at least the early portion of these baseball seasons down the road?
Yeah, I think if you just look at the way that it took off this year, I think I might have been the first one who, you know, kind of called them about it. So we played there last Tuesday with Ridgewood, and I actually got our softball team in over there too. And then next thing I know, Thursday, we're playing Riverdale's over there. There's a few more teams over there. You know, Allman had booked it. So we played Allman there, and there was a college game there. We had our JV there. And then this week, it's virtually impossible to get in over there. I mean, teams are flooding it. They found out about it. They're going after it. So I definitely think this is kind of where it's heading, early spring, probably your March game. People are going to be looking at it early. I just hope that everybody or TBK can figure out a way to make sure, and I don't know if they can. I don't know if it'll be first come, first serve basis, but it would be nice to have something organized where everybody gets a couple games over there in case the weather's bad. Because you could go 2 weeks. Like right now, there's teams that are going almost 2 weeks without playing a game. And here I'm going to have, you know, after next week, maybe 9 or 10 games. There might be people that don't even have 3 games in yet. So I do feel I don't feel bad. I mean, I took the initiative to go do it, but I feel bad for teams that don't have the means to go get to play baseball. I mean, those kids are practicing just like we are. They deserve to play baseball games. So there's got to be some sort of solution where teams get games, and it can't just be the people that are more proactive get more games. I mean, that's the way it's happening now, but there's got to be something else that we can do. But I definitely see the future of Illinois high school baseball going down this path.
All right. I'm going to tell you as we wrap up here, you know what the best smell is, Coach Jeremy Youngworth? I'm going to tell you what it is, and I hope you get to experience this next week down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's the smell of sunscreen at the ballpark, right? So hopefully, Coach, you get a smell some of that next week and play some baseball in baseball weather. And like you said, pat you on the back. You took the initiative to do this, and rewarding the program and rewarding the kids as well. So have a fun trip down to South Carolina next week.
Thanks. Hey, Jim, I thought you were going to say that the dessert you made for our fun.
Yeah.
That was good for the smell, but I agree with you. Sunscreen at the ballpark, it doesn't get much better than that.
All right.
Appreciate the coverage, bud.
All right. Jeremy Youngworth, the head coach of Orion. We're talking to him on Thursday, and they set to depart Saturday morning, early Saturday morning, for Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. May get as many as 5 games in down there next week. More coming up on WRMJ.